Thanks for joining us here at AG Kolkata. We are the church with the open arms and we serve in the city of joy, Kolkata. It is our desire to reach out to those in need and to be instruments of effective change in a hurting world. If you like to learn more about us, you can simply go to www.agkolkata.org. We hope that you'll enjoy today's message.
In our watch night service, I introduced the theme for 2024. Is anybody here to answer what's the theme? By faith. Now you heard some of them say the theme by faith. I want you to look to the person seated next to you and tell them by faith. The next person, next side, they are seated next to you, tell them by faith. That's our theme for 2024, by faith. You know, we looked at Hebrews chapter 11 and I told us that Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the faith chapter. If you don't believe me and you never read the Bible or especially the book of Hebrews, go back and read that and you will say, yes, Pastor, it is a faith chapter. It describes the people of faith in the Old Testament and challenges us to be people of faith. Now, the word faith appears 31 times in the book of Hebrews, 24 times in chapter 11 alone. You see, the phrase by faith, which is the theme for this year, 2024, is repeated again and again in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, by faith, by faith. You will see that. Now, faith in God is so critical and important for a child of God. It is faith in God that will carry us through in this life. And not anything else, friends. It is faith in God that will carry us through in this life. Our faith is not in the things of this world, but it is in the eternal Son of God, and His name is Jesus. I told you we are people of faith. Now I'm just recapping, okay, some of the things that I shared in 31st Watch Night service. You know, and I told you that it's important for us to understand that we are people of faith. What do you mean by that? Does that simply mean the virtue of believing? Does it have to do with whether we believe hard and strong enough to make certain things happen? No, friends. Faith is rooted in the knowledge of who our God is and trusting in what He has promised. Our God is not dead. He is alive. And I make that the truth because only a living God can reach out to us as we reach out to Him in faith. Because we serve a God who's alive. He's not dead. He can reach out to us as we reach out to Him in faith. Then we looked at three aspects of faith from Hebrews chapter 11. And it is faith is anchored in God. We talked about faith approaches God. And then we talked about faith anticipates from God. Now, if you want to hear the entire message, you need to go to the YouTube. It's available there on YouTube. But today, I want to share with us a message entitled, Increase Our Faith. Increase our faith. Let us read Luke chapter 17 verses 1 to 6. It's going to come up on the screen. It said, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. You see, increase our faith was the plea from the disciples of Jesus, friends. What a wonderful prayer. What a wonderful plea. You know, how many of us want our faith life to be strengthened this year? You want our faith life to be strengthened this year? I'm going to repeat that question again. How many of us want our faith life to be strengthened this year? Yes, we all want. You know, how many of us want to believe in God for great things and walk in the realm of faith? Friends, by faith is a powerful experience. By faith, listen to me very carefully, eliminates any trust in our humanness. And puts our trust in God for everything and for all time. You know, that is faith. By faith is a conviction and a confession that God, without you, I can do nothing. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my family. I trust you with my career. I will trust you for my finances. I will trust you for my healing. I will trust you for my future. That is faith, when we confess and have a conviction, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. Now, how many of us know that we are human, not divine? Do you know that? Yes? But some of us go around as if we are God, right? That's another story. If the cap suits, you need to wear it. But at least hear me out. You know, we need to understand we are human, not divine. We need to let God be God. We are not God. As humans, we will have our moments of doubt. But let faith triumph over our doubt. It's so important, friends, to understand this. All of us, including the pastoral team here, we are not put in a pedestal. We are humans. And we understand it, that we are not God. And anyone who comes to us and tells us that, you know, we will take time to pray and cast out that kind of a spirit, okay? We are not God. He is God. But as humans, there will be moments of doubt we will face. But let faith triumph over doubt, friends. The moments of doubt is very, very human. It comes to all of us. But let faith triumph, not doubt. Now, there is a legend of a small town in which there were no liquor stores or nightclubs. Eventually, however, a nightclub was built right on the main street. You know, one of the churches in that area was so disturbed that they conducted several all-night prayer meetings and asked the Lord to burn down the nightclub. Lightning struck the nightclub a short time later, and it was completely destroyed by fire. The owner, knowing how the believers had prayed, sued the church for the damages. His attorney claimed that the prayers that had caused the lightning and fire. The church people, on other hand, hired a lawyer and contested the charges. During the trial, the judge declared, "It is the opinion of this court that the owner of the nightclub is the one who really believes in prayer, while the church members do not. I'm not going to be judgmental here. The truth is, we do allow our doubts to muddy our faith. That is the truth. We may be believers, but there are moments of doubts. And sometimes if we don't allow the faith to triumph, we are allowing our faith to be muddied by the doubt. Friends, never doubt God's faithfulness to His word and His promise. What He said, He will fulfill. God is not a liar, friends. He is God. That's why we said, let God be God. And God expects His people to be people of faith. People of faith. Friends, I am convinced that if ever there was a moment when we need to grow in faith, it is now. It is now. People of God must be stretched in the faith to trust Christ more fully, to love Christ more deeply, and to follow Christ more closely. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, and the disciples said, increase our faith. They were amazingly honest. And I'll tell you why. Because as we unfold this passage, they were amazingly honest. So they turned to Jesus, who was even more amazing in His response to His disciples. Jesus' response to the disciples would come to us as shocking. We just read through it, right? But it's going to come to us as shocking, friends. Jesus does not give His disciples an easy answer. If you read that passage, you'll understand He does not give them an easy answer, but emphasizes the little faith that anyone has is enough. The little faith that anyone has is enough. You see, friends, Jesus' point is, it is not a matter of how much faith you have, but rather, do you have faith in the living God? Do you have faith in the living God? What Jesus was telling His disciples is a little faith, the size of a mustard seed, is enough faith to do incredible things. Church family, let's get this. You know, let's get this. I'm going to unfold and unpack a little bit more on this. Let's get this. Little faith will do incredible things in the name of Jesus. Now, do you know why the body of Christ is weak in their faith life? I'm not talking only about this church, okay? I'm talking about the body of Christ all across the world. Do you know why it is weak in their faith life? It is because we compare our faith with other brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. We say something like this, God will hear and respond to so and so because he or she has more faith than me. Are you guilty of that? You know, we all, you know, at times have said that, okay? God will hear so-and-so prayer because they have more faith than me. Many people live with excuses, I have little faith. That's excuse, little faith. Friends, listen to me clearly. If you have been living with such excuses, I have little faith, listen to what Jesus said, not me. Okay, He's saying, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will, what is it? What does the scripture say? It will obey you. It will obey you. A little faith, like a mustard seed. With that, if you declare and say, it will obey you. You see, the point that Jesus makes here is God's power and ability will do mighty things through the person who trusts in Him. even if their faith is seemingly small and weak. Even in those moments, God will do great and mighty things because His power that is given to the people who trust Him. Friends, there is nothing impossible for God. Amen? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? There is nothing impossible for God. Jesus can uproot the mulberry tree when we speak to it in faith. He can do it, friends. There's absolutely nothing that is impossible for God. But He wants us to understand here, it is more than just literal. Okay? Get that point here. He can do it, but it's more than literal here. Jesus wants us to understand when we exercise our faith in Jesus, we will see the power of God at work. That is the point He's making here. When we exercise our faith in Jesus, we will see the power of God at work. Now, faith in God gives credit and glory to God for the mighty things He does in response to our faith. Friends, never forget this. People of faith know how to give glory to God. Yes? People of faith know how to give glory to God. You know, Pastor Dr. Mark Bantain and Dr. Haldar Bantain, our founders, were people of faith. Whatever we see in our mission was as a result of their faith in God. We honor their memory today, but I want you to understand they trusted God but also gave glory to God. Now, some of you may not know their favorite hymn besides, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Do you know why we keep singing during occasions? "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Because that was one of the songs that they really, really, hymns that they really made the anthem, the theme of their life. But some of you don't know the other hymn. Many of you know that maybe. It is, "To God be the glory, great things He has done." He has done. To God be the glory. You know, their ministry revolved around God, friends. And everything that they did, this was the basis and the foundation. As they praised God after they have seen God work great and mighty things, they come back to praise God. To God be the glory, great things He has done. Friends, let us never take the glory that rightfully belongs to God, friends. You deserve the glory. That's the song that we sing. Amen. God deserves the glory. I want us to consider a very important thought in this passage. When the disciples said to Jesus, "Increase our faith," it was a request expressed in a particular context, friends. And I want to briefly explain that. You listen to Jesus saying, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, "I repent," you must forgive them. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." In Luke chapter 17, verse 3 and 4, Jesus is saying, faith is practical. And you need to know, friends, yes, we are heavenly minded. Our focus is on God. We do trust God. Everything around us revolves around God. Our faith is anchored in God. But here Jesus is saying, faith is practical. It is important to trust God, but it's equally important to relate well with each other. You see that there? Where Jesus is talking about increase our faith. is talking about is important to relate well with each other. You know, Jesus is talking to his disciples the importance of relationship and forgiveness, friends. Take time to dwell upon that. He's talking about the importance of relationship and forgiveness. Now we can understand why the disciples were asking Jesus to increase their faith. You understand that in the context, it is hard. It is difficult what Jesus is saying. The disciples recognize that they need to have a greater trust in God so that they can do the hard things that Jesus had asked them to do. Listen to me, friends. It takes increasing faith to forgive people who harm us and sin against us. It is not easy. It is hard. It is tough, but it takes increasing faith to forgive people who harm us and sin against us. It is a recognition that we need to deepen our faith in Jesus, to be the forgiving disciples that Jesus expects us to be. Friends, write this down somewhere. If you have a pen, pencil, or even if you need to come after the service, take this from me, you know, do it. Faith works best when your heart is pure and holds no anger, grudge, or bitterness against your offenders. Do you agree to that, friends? It's tough, right? But faith works best when your heart is pure and holds no anger, grudge, or bitterness against your offenders, friends. Hear me clearly, friends. Faith will not work with unforgiveness in our heart. This year we can talk all we want about faith. You know, this is the second message that you're hearing on faith. You're going to hear more messages on faith. As God directs us and leads us, we can talk all we want about faith. But if our relationship with others is not right, our faith is going to be ineffective. Therefore, I want us to dwell upon these two insights from Jesus' conversation with his disciples. Number one, relationship matters. Relationships matters. You heard me say this many times, friends. Life is all about relationships. God created us as relational beings to have meaningful relationship with each other. But the truth is, there is no perfect relationship. One young man was heard saying this about his wife. How many husbands want to listen to this? This man was heard saying about his wife, "Sometimes I feel I can't live without her." "Sometimes I feel I can't live with her, and yet I know I can't live without her." No perfect relationship. The moment something uncomfortable you feel is because we are imperfect. And you feel like, I can't live with her. And yet you know, God has brought you together. And you love your spouse so much that you cannot live without her. How many of you know Billy Graham? You never met him, I know that. Okay, that's fine. The great evangelist that God used mightily to touch many hearts and lives, to bring them into the kingdom of God all across the world. A respected leader, a man of integrity. You know, he was also human. Okay. Billy Graham was asked if he ever considered divorce. Do you want to hear his answer? How many of you want to hear his answer? This is the question he was asked, okay? Have you ever considered divorce? He very smilingly and teasingly replied, divorce? Never. Murder many times. Since there is no perfect relationship, there will be misunderstanding, conflict. You will find people offending you. Jesus, in his conversation with his disciples, addressed the heart of the issue, friends. And this is what, as we read this, we find out in relationship, we do hurt each other. I know that I'm talking my church family. You may be seated here and you're saying, yes, Pastor, it's so true. In relationship, we do hurt each other. And when that happens, friends, we stop relating with each other. That is a fact. That is the truth. When you find somebody has hurt you, we stop talking to them or we stop relating with them. The fact that Jesus puts emphasis to reach out to the offender or offenders and forgive them stresses that relationship matters. It matters to God and must matter to us, friends. I feel sometimes we are so full of pride and self. We lose the sense of the awesomeness and joy of relationships. The greatest gift besides Jesus Christ that God has given us is the gift of relationship, friends, your family, your friends, people that we come to know in time. All of these are gifts of relationship, and it matters to God, it matters to us. But sometimes we lose the joy of relationship, the awesomeness of relationship. Now, a story is said of Mammy Adams at the post office. She always bought her stamps at the same branch. One Christmas, the line was particularly long, so someone pointed out that she didn't have to wait in line because there was a stamp machine in the lobby. I know, said Mammy, but the machine won't ask me about my arthritis. The machine will not ask me about my arthritis. Friends, let us not lose the joy of relationships. If you clearly hear what Jesus is talking to his disciples in this passage, I try to summarize this and put it in one sentence for you to dwell upon it. And that is, breakdown in relationships need breakthrough in relationships. Breakdown in relationships need breakthrough in relationships. Is it possible? That is the question. Is it possible? Listen to the second insight of Jesus from this passage. He says, forgiveness is not optional. Forgiveness is not optional. Look at what Jesus told his disciple in verse 3 and 4, friends. Even if they, your brother or sister, sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Friends, Jesus did not say you may forgive them, you think of forgiving them. Jesus said you must forgive. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 to 32, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgive you. Forgiving others is in the heart of God, friends. You and I won't be seated here if it was not in the heart of God and if He did not forgive us. It is in the heart of God and must be at the heart of Christian faith. So we want to be people of faith this year. Remember what God is saying in the starting of this year. As we go through this by faith, right through the year, it must be in the heart of every believer to extend forgiveness. Listen to me very carefully, friends. Forgiveness requires faith. And faith requires forgiveness. They are inseparable as far as God is concerned. We may have put them in compartment, but no. As far as God is concerned, it is inseparable, faith and forgiveness, friends. And I want us to understand, we are so excited as we come and speak to you and you give us a big amen. And we are encouraged, friends, and we thank you for that. And we want you to do that more as you believe God's word. And as God speaks to you something, a truth from God's word, and there is an amen from you, either by a shout, by a smile. You know, that is an amen to God's word. But listen to me very carefully. Forgiveness requires faith. And it requires faith, the forgiveness. And we said it is inseparable. But here's something that we all get excited and we do, and I am including myself in that. If I have faith that God can do anything, how many of you believe God can do anything? Amen. We have faith that God can do anything. Some of your hands are not going. You are doubting God. No, all the hands are up. If God can do anything, then I must have faith that He can help me forgive others, even if it is innumerable times. We are making you uncomfortable right now, okay? But faith is that, friends. If I believe that God can do anything, I also have faith to believe that God will help me to forgive others who have offended me, no matter how many times they have offended me. I am willing, not me. It's God's word. Forgive as you were forgiven by God. Want us to understand, forgiveness is not a feeling, it is a choice we make in faith. By faith, we step out to do great things for the glory of God, and I pray that we will, as a congregation, as a church family, do great things as individuals, as families, for the glory of God this year, as we talk about faith and have faith in God to do that. In the similar way, let us step out in faith to forgive others. I know that, friends, it is a very hard and difficult to forgive. But let us come to Jesus with that prayer. Lord, increase our faith. I told you, it's a good prayer. It's a good plea. For anything that we need, God, increase our faith. Yes, Lord, we need more of you. Yes, Lord, we need to trust you more. But in the context that I told you, especially to forgive others, we come and tell, Lord, it's hard. It's difficult. But increase our faith. Friends, as I bring this message to a close, our faith life will be dynamic as we relate well with each other. I tell you that, friends. I tell you, if we together as a church come in one accord, we have our differences, friends. I tell you that not only here across the world, we do have our differences, we have our opinion, but when it comes to faith, friends, let God unite us together, and we are united together better, and our the faith life will be dynamic as we relate with each other. Forgive one another. Come and embrace each other with the love of God and the forgiveness of God. God wants us not only to relate well with each other, but trust Him for amazing things in and through our church this year. Will you trust Him for amazing things in and through the church this year? You are the church, not the buildings, the people. You are the church. Let us trust God. Let us have faith for amazing things that God wants to do in and through this body of Christ, this people of God.
Thanks for listening to this message from AG Kolkata. We hope you would stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using @AGCKolkata. We would love to know how this message has touched your life. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing us at stories@agkolkata.org. Hope you have a great week ahead.